Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Hollywood Live. My guest today has become a legend in her own time. Yes, that is true. And she has changed country music forever. I'm talking about the one and only Mickey Guyton. How are you, Mickey?
I'm doing so good. What an intro.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, you've become one of my favorite artists. I mean, I kind of grew up in the Midwest in a small town, so I grew up on country music. And, we have been represented in that genre for a long time, but nobody has brought it like you. I'm serious when I say you've really changed the face of it. I saw you at the Country Music Awards, and girl, the number you did, I didn't know if I was watching Earth, Wind, and Fire meets Charlie Pride.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, I just love in order for there to be true change, it can't just be from one person. We've got to have so many other people of color in the genre. It's that simple. And it's working.
No, it is working. But and we do have a lot of people of color in the country field these days. Even Beyonce, honey, after you, Beyonce's doing a country album, okay?
So excited about this. Like when Beyonce's coming forward, I am just yes, amen, hallelujah, praise Jesus.
Yep. So it will be different forever. But right now we're talking about the Capitol 4th. You are going to be there for the 4th of July at our country celebration that we've been doing now for over 30 some years, I think. Tell me about it.
You know, I'm so excited that I get to host this. I got to perform at a Capitol 4th last year when it was really quiet and somber because there was no audience. And this year there's going to be an audience, and some of my favorite artists and legends that I look up to are going to be a part of this. And it's just going to be a moment of love, a moment of togetherness, because Lord knows we need it.
Boy, we sure do, Mickey. Who are some of the artists you're looking forward to seeing? Yeah, who do you listen to?
Oh my God, I'm really looking forward to Granny Gospel legend Yolanda Adams. You know, every time she sings, I grew up listening to her and listened to her songs. That's what I would sing in church. So I'm super excited to hear her. Gloria Gaynor, Cynthia Erivo, Darren Criss, Ted Moe, my brother in country music, Jake Owen, Rachel Platten, Tita Rivera. There's just going to be some amazing performances.
There always are. And I'm pretty sure my longtime friend Paul Miller is probably producing it this year. He's been producing it forever. So if you see him, say hello. Yeah. I know he'll be there. What, you know, we just got through celebrating Juneteenth. It's a new celebration for us. And you were out of Texas. You were raised in Texas. And so Juneteenth is important. But why should we continue to celebrate the 4th of July as Black Americans?
You know, that is a good question. We should celebrate it, too, because we deserve to be here. We belong here. And so many of our ancestors have fought for that.
No, you're right. I mean, I've always thought, you know, like, hey, 4th of July is my celebration, even though that wasn't what it was intended to be. But you know what? We have made it our own. So, Mickey, I've got to ask you, everybody's doing a versus. Who would you like to do a versus with?
That is a good. Maybe Leanne Rimes. I'd love to do it with Leanne Rimes.
Oh, I would love. Now, that would be a good one because you were actually inspired to begin your career after singing some of her songs, I hear. Tell me about that.
So I heard Leanne Rimes sing the national anthem at a Texas Rangers baseball game in Arlington, Texas, a long, long time ago. And I remember listening to her sing, remembering she sounded like a grown woman, and me knowing that is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be her. And it was a life-changing moment for me. And from there, I loved Blue and all of her records that she was singing, like One Way Ticket, and How Do I Live. She was just a huge star for me that I really looked up to.
Wow. Well, I hope that you can do that versus with her. That would be really, really good. I'll bet she would. I just call her, okay? Can you just call her up? Because we all want to hear that.
I'm going to call her up.
Just call. I know she will pick up the phone, Mickey, and say, oh, yeah, let's do it. And you tell them Tanya Hart said so. We are so glad that you're going to be hosting the Capitol 4th this year. What are you going to be singing? Are you doing one of my favorites, Black Like Me?
I'm not going to be doing Black Like Me. I would love to do that one. But instead, I'm going to sing my song All American and this new song that I wrote called I Still Pray that I'm really excited about.
Oh, good. Well, we all need to pray, and we are always praying for you. I know you will continue to raise and elevate that bar, not only in the genre of country, but just in the genre of music. And we truly appreciate you, Mickey.
Thank you.
Oh, well, we'll look out for you. That's the Capitol 4th. Anything else you want to say to the audience about tuning in on the 4th?
Just thank you for your support. It really means a lot.
Love you much. And to everybody else out there, you have a wonderful, safe 4th of July holiday. And we'll be right back with you this time next week. Don't miss it. Take care of yourself and somebody else.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.